I'm going to talk a little bit about crowd psychology and following the herd. Numerous books and texts have been written on following the crowd. Gustave Le Bon was a good one, over 100 years ago, I think. Because it is a psyche, it is an energetic pattern that is easy to consume you. As an individual loses their individuality, they often need something to hold on to for a sense of identity. And if the herd, particularly if it's perceived to be virtuous, the weak individual will attach itself to the crowd for fear of standing out. And this is one of the things that people, I don't think, realise, is that very often it's not out of fear, but it's out of the fear of their greatness. So not a fear of being average, but fear of being great. And society is set up that way. You know, not by some elitist group, which there's an argument for that, but more to do with the collective conscious and the collective unconscious. If you fear the gold that's within you, then you need to attach yourself to an average group to keep yourself down, like the crabs in the bucket. If a crab tries to get out of the bucket, the other crabs try and keep it held down. So that's one thing we need to be careful of. The other thing is, we're living in a hyper-feminized society. I'm in Turkey here, where it's more masculine, to be honest, but in the West, it's very feminine. And I think that stems from a lack of psychological development, inner development, because we're scared. We're scared to go into our own psyche, so therefore we need mother figures to look after us. We don't leave our archetypal mother. It doesn't mean the blood and flesh mother, you know, you can move out or whatever, but I'm talking about the archetypal one. And there's 5 or 6 different female archetypes in men that if you don't know what they are and you don't overcome them, not overcome them, but build a relationship with them, then femininity can consume you. And that's what we've got, particularly in the West. You know, we've got men who are fearful of everything and they're relying on government as mother figures to take care of them. So that's something else we need to be careful of, the hyper-feminized society, particularly in the West. Been a few, as I said, a few books and texts written on it, on the crowd psychology, and usually the consciousness level of the crowd falls to its lowest average, its lowest person. And as we can see all across the world at the moment, we've got mass fear, mass panic being caused by people of absolutely no interest in your well-being whatsoever. Has anybody told you, any government or anything, told you to eat well, to go out in fresh air and fill your lungs with the cleanest, purest air you can, get in the mountains? Or are they telling you to mask up, to, they've left all the fast food restaurants open, they give you tokens, particularly in the UK, I don't know about anywhere else, but they give you tokens to eat out in these fast food restaurants. If they had any idea about human health, they would be doing that, would they? They'd be telling you to eat organic foods, stop smoking, stop drinking. But the crowd, they don't think for themselves, because they've never needed to think for themselves, because we're living in a cushy society where everything's took care of for us. And that is a manifestation of the crowd. We're so psychologically weak that we're not individuated, as Carl Jung would say. We have no relationship with our inner psyche. One of my mentors, Michael Tazarian, calls it the anti-psychological age. And I agree with that. 100%. You've got Carl Jung, Sigmund Freud, Otto Rank, Wilhelm Reich. People like this who tested, worked with countless clients for the mind to start figuring out the mind again, because we seem to have lost that over thousands of years, particularly after monotheistic Abrahamic religion, where the mother figure had turned into the church. The way to God was through the church, not through your own development, your own enlightenment. So if you want to individuate, if you want to become an individual, so that you can go out into the world, into the collective, and raise consciousness or serve the world the best you know how to, and give your gift, the only way to do that is to break free of the collective madness. And the collective has always been insane, always been insane. It's never not been insane. So if you're following the herd, and that goes both ways, numerous ways, an infinite number of ways. You've got people, if you use this COVID-19 pandemic now, you've got people following what the government tells them. Anyone with two brain cells left know the government have absolutely no idea what's going on. They're just making stuff up. It changes daily, weekly. Wear masks one day, don't wear them the next. It's absolutely ludicrous. I think they said in March and April that masks are ineffective. Then they'll tell us in September that they are, as if there's some new science come to light. It's absolute rubbish. So that's one. The other side is like the conspiracy people who say that everything's a conspiracy. That's just another collective madness. And the mind trying to grasp onto something because it doesn't know what's going on, so it just creates stupid conspiracies. I'm sure there's some conspiracies out there, well I know there are, that are true, but as a rule of thumb, most of them are garbage. So that's another form of collective madness. If you want to get over collective madness, the answer is individuation process, which is going into your own psychology, reading books, maybe work of Carl Jung, Sigmund Freud, as I mentioned earlier, Otto Rank, people like that, who spent their whole lives trying to figure out their own psychologies and the psychologies of other people, and how we become divine individuals in our own right.